This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are criticizing the leading U.S. abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, for the salary of their chief executive. They say Cecile Richards' $500,000 annual salary is excessive, particularly for a nonprofit organization that claims to cater to low-income women. Perhaps closing abortion clinics is not the end of abortion that many pro-life advocates look for. However, in Texas, where recent legislation brought abortion clinics under the same regulations as other surgical facilities, it may be helping. The Killeen Women's Health Center in Austin is now closing, and several other clinics have either temporarily or permanently stopped doing abortions. The Portland, Oregon metro area is also losing three abortion centers. Oregon's abortion ratio is currently the lowest it has been, at least since Roe v. Wade, which may be due in part at least to a vibrant pro-life presence at abortion clinics there. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For decades, our civilization has been sold the idea that a pregnant woman's abdomen contains merely a jumbled fetal mass of random cells. Perhaps it's why some of the best pro-life presentations for pregnant moms are simple fetal models. A Michigan group has used the models to help save women and children from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.